Everybody was wanting me to make a video of the letter that I wrote that apparently went viral a week ago. I've changed it a little bit a few times, so I was going to read it. Hopefully that'll get the news out there to America a little bit better. I'm new at this whole social media thing, so please bear with me. Probably not the most photogenic creature on earth. Anyway, my name's Brian Proctor, and I'm a board-certified family physician in McKinney, Texas. It's my understanding that a lot of people are trying to get to the truth about hydroxychloroquine. So I wanted to suggest respectfully that there's a much, much bigger issue here that I think a lot of physicians haven't really talked about to get out to the public. So most commentators on TV and doctors discuss inpatient treatment. And I don't think that's the answer here. I think outpatient treatment is the answer. So this is about outpatient treatment. Like you go to your regular doctor, just like anything else. You get sick, what do? You go to your regular doctor. So if patients are admitted to the ICU, then their chances of survival are kind of slim. So, but they're getting better. But the whole idea here is to keep from going to the hospital in the first place. So what happens when we treat patients 3 to 6 weeks earlier, like when they first start getting sick, when they first develop symptoms in those first couple of days where they develop maybe a cough or a fever or stuff like that? So I've been treating COVID-19 patients in the outpatient trenches for over 3 months now. I'm using hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, losartan, aspirin, zinc, and CBD as an anti-inflammatory. And my prescription regimen all costs less than $50 cash at my local pharmacy. And when I do this regimen, it works really well. So it saves insurance companies millions of dollars. But anyway, so we have identified, diagnosed, and successfully treated these patients at a relatively early point in the course of the disease. It is these statistics that are absolutely amazing that I think the public needs to know about. I've treated over 75 patients personally now without a single ER visit, hospitalization, ventilator, or death. And of course, no cardiovascular side effects, contrary to what people hear about on the news. That's totally misleading the public. I know one colleague down in Dallas who's treated 5 times that many with the same success. I even treated one patient who didn't have insurance, who was discharged from a hospital the day before after being treated with IV fluids only for 4 days and promethazine for nausea. And that's all they gave this patient. And so they sent her out of the hospital, still sick, still feeling terrible. She came to see me the next day and felt much better 2 days later after starting my regimen. myself and this doctor in Dallas and another doctor in Texas City are community docs out in the public that were using early aggressive outpatient treatment to handle this disease with 100% success rate, which means zero admissions, no hospitalization, no ER visits, nothing. After they come see us, that's it. They get better and that's it. They don't have to go anywhere else. They don't have to go get EKG. They don't have to go get chest x-rays. They don't have to get CAT scans, stuff like that. So, and they have no cardiovascular side effects using these medicines that have been around for decades. Therefore, if we can treat patients early for only $50, we seem to be successful at preventing hospitalizations, ICUs, and death. Not to mention saving tens of thousands of healthcare dollars per sick patient, for each sick patient. My local ICU doctors have pleaded with me to keep doing what I'm doing. The answer to the crisis seems to be early aggressive outpatient treatment and not contact tracing. Contact tracing would be great if we could pull it off, but you can't even get the public health department on the phone. And it's likely just a ploy by some people in government is a ploy towards socialism by tracing our every moves with our cell phones, etc. Also, I think quarantine is destroying millions of lives. The suicide rate's gone up ridiculously. People are losing their jobs, all of that kind of stuff. Wearing masks is kind of ridiculous as a long-term solution, and there's no proven data about this. And the other thing you need to know is this prevents us from developing passive immunity. So if you're out in the public and you contract some disease and you develop antibodies to this, you could passively potentially give your antibodies to someone else and their own immune system might develop immunity to the same disease. So wearing masks all the time is just not what our body is built for. And no one talks about that, of course. And as far as the vaccine goes, by the time we get it, if we did all this early aggressive treatment, we wouldn't need the vaccine. Nobody needs the vaccine. I mean, we didn't need a vaccine for SARS. We didn't need a vaccine for MERS. They went away. Why won't this go away? So if we treat it early and aggressively, and anybody who gets sick goes to their doctor and gets put on a regimen, then the virus goes away. Then nobody needs a vaccine. So, I mean, a vaccine would be great if we're going to get it, but it's not coming till next year. So why talk about it? We need to do something now. So in my opinion, SARS and MERS died out quickly years ago. So more than likely this will too, because it's also coronavirus, just like those were. Social distancing is just not going to sustain our gross domestic product with 25% or 75% occupancy at hotels, restaurants, movie theaters. Every movie theater I drive by these days is closed. I mean, that's just ridiculous. We can't even go outside and do what we're used to doing. So this social distancing business, it just needs to stop. We just need to fix the problem and get rid of it. And as far as the testing goes, all of these tests have a high false negative rate, up to about 20 to 30%. I've only seen about 30 positive tests since I started doing this. And like I said, I've treated over 75 people, which means that the false negative rate, you know, 50 of those patients or so that I treated, they didn't have the test. They didn't have a positive test, but they had every single symptom of COVID. So I treated them anyway. What happened? They all got better. They all did great. So the other thing is watchful waiting. Watchful waiting is a bad idea too. So this tactic, I think, has resulted in 100,000 deaths. So this is what they did in nursing homes. This is what the ER docs and the hospitals have told us to do. Once we're diagnosed, they tell us to go home and sit at home and wait to get sicker. Once we get sicker, we go to the hospital. Well, you go to the hospital, there's a chance you're not walking out. So that's bad. We could also, another idea is, we could also place all nursing home patients on hydroxychloroquine prophylaxis for 180 days on a voluntary basis, of course. This could theoretically prevent thousands of needless hospitalizations and deaths, especially in our elderly population. Why hasn't this been done? I don't know. Ask your congressman. In conclusion, I think if we treat COVID just like anything else, like we treat the flu, pneumonia, sinus infections, hypertension, diabetes, early and aggressively with a regimen that costs less than $50 out of pocket, with 100% success, which is far better than treating all those other things, then why is the country partially shut down? Why are we not doing the things that we normally do? Why are we wearing face masks? Why are we doing social distancing? This political sham must stop. The American people deserve to know that they can go to their regular doctor and get treated early with a regimen that is completely safe and extremely effective. And they do not need to worry about ending up in the hospital and dying. The public is largely unaware of this. Please educate them with the truth. Please send this video all over the place. The country needs to return to normal now. 23 years ago, I took the Hippocratic Oath. It's posted in my lobby. I want all my patients to see that oath. So I posted it in my lobby. It's my creed and my promise to my patients. And the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, the WHO, and Dr. Fauci are not mentioned anywhere in this oath. Anywhere. I read it. I looked for their names. I can't find it. They're not in there. I didn't pledge my allegiance to them. I pledged my allegiance to my country and the Hippocratic Oath. So this is the real story. This crisis is a total sham in the way it's been handled by most states. And COVID-19 is a disease that is safely treatable if treatment is initiated early without significant side effects. My heart goes out to the hundreds of millions of people that have needlessly suffered and been affected in the wake of this pandemic. If all PCPs, primary care providers, start this regimen soon, the pandemic will end in a couple of weeks and never return. And America can return to normal and be the great country that I know it is. Y'all have a great day.